You're thinking you were going to be partnered with DJ. Now that you don't know who you're going to be partnered with, can you talk about that and the all the candidates to be playing with you?
Well, I know one thing is that our group as a whole, we all working. I mean, no position on this team is set in stone. I mean, we all competing. So at the end of the day, we're trying to win games and we're trying to get better as a defense. So we have so many guys competing at every position. Right now, it's just fun. Everybody just having fun, making plays. So that's all that matters. Coach, I was going to say Coach Fox, but Coach Bill O'Brien and the defensive coordinators, they'll take care of the roster. All those guys can do is go out there and just play and just have fun.
What do you think about Eddie Pleasant? His first chance he's ever had to run with him.
Oh, he's actually doing great. He actually had an interception today, too. So, man, it's been great competition back there. Everybody's got their hands on the football. Everybody's communicating great. I mean, everybody's out there doing a fantastic job. So, that's what it's all about.
How do you feel about your adjustment?
Oh, my adjustment? Oh, it's been great. It's been great. It's still football. You know, you still got to fly around. Make plays on the football, communicate, be in the best condition of your life. So, I mean, it's the same thing for me, just football.
Bill was saying that this is just a competitive roster, top down. You were excited to be here, but your impressions now that you're here and seeing what is out there on the field.
Oh, man, I love the competitive nature we have going on. They've done a great job by getting us all in that mind frame of competing, because that's what the NFL is about. If you want to win a title, you want to be great in this league, you're going to have to compete with the best each and every day. You can't pick one day here and there, here and there. You got to do it every single day, every rep, every meeting. So right now we're trying to create an identity here in Houston.
What has Butler told you they want from you?
Oh, man, so many things. Really, at the end of the day, be Raheem Moore. Lead the guys on. Be a great example on and off the field. Help, teach, and at the same time, you know, go out there and show them by my work. And at the end of the day, just be a great teammate. And right now, at this point, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes. I'm just trying to go out there and do what I do best. I'm having fun. It's probably the most fun I've ever had in my life. Our team environment is fantastic, and that's all I care about. And everything else, everything will take place.
You came into a new team, but you're the kind of the old head in the safety room.
Really?
Well, a little bit.
Okay.
But did you find it easy to take to kind of, like, take on that leadership role, even though you're in a room full of new guys?
Yeah. That's one thing that I learned at Denver, being with, like, Champ Bailey and Brian Dawkins and, you know, me in the room with Chris Harris and Akeem and TJ. You know, we all had that role in our position. So to come here and just have that same role is what it's all about. You know, when you play the game of safety, you have to be a leader. You know, you have to communicate. You have to have a certain verbiage about yourself that you have to take control, because you're the quarterback of the defense. So that's what it's all about. And I've been used to that ever since I've been playing the game of safety. And I mean, playing the game of football, playing safety. And each and every day I try to just continue to get better at that every day.
You said that, that this team's trying to carve out an identity. Does each team have to do that, you know, when we start the offseason, do you think?
Well, absolutely. Some teams already have an identity, and their identity is to go out there and be great. That's what we're trying to do here in Houston. I believe that we're getting there, but, you know, we're a new organization, and we have a lot of improvement to do. But I think that we're heading in the right direction. We got some great leaders, a great coaching staff. These guys are hungry. Everybody is hungry, and that's what I love about being here. So that's the identity that we're trying to create. We're trying to win here. Simple as that. We're not trying to be just a team. We're trying to be special. You know, all that'll take time.
Do you think are you looking forward to Hard Knocks, or are you going to just try to ignore it? Or
I'm going to try to stay out of the way as much as I can. You know, in training camp, when you're grinding and you're focused, you don't even realize none of that stuff, so you know,
too much else going on for you.
Yeah, too much. I mean, my mindset is that I want to make sure that we're competing, having a great time out there. You know, I don't care about all the Hard Knocks. Training camp is already hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's already, you're already under a microscope. So, am I excited that we're have the opportunity? I mean, it's okay. I'm more excited of being out there with the teammates and actually doing all we can to get ready for San Francisco.
Are you comfortable with, because I know here they want their safeties to kind of you know, you're just playing sides. It's not like a designated free and strong safety. Mm-hmm. Or how are you comfortable with that? Have you done that before?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, one thing about when you play defensive back is that you want to be able to play all positions. Mm-hmm. You can't be a free safety and say, oh, man, you know what? I don't cover. I don't go in a box. You don't want to be that guy, because then now you're going to be one-dimensional. What we're trying to do here is that if we have to play man coverage, we shouldn't have to pull in another corner to play it at safety. If we're going to play in the box, we should be versatile and not be one-dimensional. I think when you do that, I think that's what makes you special. When you look at guys like Ed Reed and Rob Woodson, those guys did it all. And that's why their career is what they made. So they're doing a good job by helping us and teaching us to be every down, every position type safety.
Is that just knowledge, knowing everything that's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's knowledge. And also it takes skills. You know, it's not hard. I mean, it's not tough. I mean, it's tough to be able to cover and play in a box and be able to read a quarterback. It takes a lot of preparation, a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work. But, you know, if you want to be special, you have to do it. It's required, because the more, you know, these days, the more you can do, the more they ask, and the better it is for you.
Hey, we just saw Andre Hallen here a moment ago, and he's taking a few snaps of safety. What have you seen from a young guy like that, second year in the league?
You know, he's done a great job. He's competitive. He is very inquisitive. You know, he's always asking questions, and he's always putting extra work out to practice. So that's what it's all about. If, you know, I think we all are doing a great job by doing that. We're all working and we're having fun, man. And, you know, he's going to do good for us.
Can't be easy at the highest level of competition here to make a position change, can it?
I mean, if you had the skill set, yes. I mean, like J.J. Watt could play tight end. You know, Kareem Jackson can play safety if you want to. I mean, when you have guys like Aaron Foster could play wide receiver if you wanted to. You know, when you're that valuable and you have that type of skill set, why not?
What else does Raheem Moore want to play?
Man, you know what? I love defensive back, but I really wish that I can play like defensive tackle. I'm a D lineman. I'm a D lineman in at heart a little bit. Yeah, I'm nowhere near big enough.